Today is World Communion Sunday, an emphasis of our faith that began back in 1936, an emphasis that transcends denomination. It is an emphasis that includes and encourages every aspect of the body of Christ and our individual and corporate witness to His Lordship. Today is a very special day for us as we join hands and hearts with fellow believers around the globe, again, transcending skin color, nationality, ethnicity, tongue, or tribe. And so today in our worship, we lift in chorus of praise our gratitude to God for His being our Lord, for His having sent His Son to be our Savior, and for the gift of salvation and eternal life, for life that transcends our physical death and passing. I've used this format on World Communion Sunday now for probably 25 to 30 years. It speaks powerfully as to why we're here. It encourages us to examine, not casually but profoundly, what Holy Communion and the Lord's Supper all signify, not just to the early church, but indeed to the church throughout the ages and the millennia. The shadow of betrayal. The scriptural text, Matthew 26, verses 20 and following. Let us now hear the word of God. When it was evening, Jesus took His place with the 12, and while they were eating, He said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to Him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed Him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, He broke it, gave it to His disciples, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then He took a cup, and after giving thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood in the new covenant, which is poured out for many in the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I'll never drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Let us turn to 622. 622, there is a fountain filled with blood. Let's sing verse 1.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains.
Shadow of desertion. Matthew 26, verses 30 and following. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to Him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said to Jesus, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples.
Hallelujah, what a Savior. Number 165, verses 1 and 2.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing. Condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
The shadow of an unashamed vigil. Luke 22, verse 39 and following. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then Jesus withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to Jesus and gave him strength. In his anguish, Jesus prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When Jesus got up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
Guru Dar Gethsemane, sing verses 1 and 2.
The shadow of mockery from Mark 14, verse 53 and following. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed Jesus at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priest and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none. For many gave false testimony against Jesus, and their testimony did not agree. Some stood up and gave false testimony against Jesus, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, And in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands. But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent and did not answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned Jesus as deserving death. Some began to spit on Jesus, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying, "Prophesy." The guards also took Jesus over and beat him. The shadow of crucifixion, Matthew 27, verse 32 and following. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry Jesus' cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall. But when Jesus tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Number 294, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed?" Verses 1 and 2.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote the sacred head for sinners such as I? He groaned
Shadow of death, Luke 23, verses 44 and following. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, Jesus breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breast. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed Jesus from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. The shadow of the tomb. John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 38 and following. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed the body of Jesus. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
When I survey the wondrous cross, number 298, we'll sing verses 1 and 2, and keep it open for the later, when we'll sing verses 3 and 4.
When
As the one body of Christ, we blend our hearts and our voices in praise to the Father for the gift of His Son that has set us free from sin and self. Thank you. As participants in the body of Christ, we humbly and gratefully take the bread and drink from the cup, and most especially as we remember Christ. In His name we go forth into the world to bear witness to the gospel and as to whose we are. Thank you. On this very special, significant day, we declare our faith. And through Holy Communion, we confess our faith, not just for within these walls, but without these walls, in the very life and in all the avenues and pockets of our community and indeed our world. Thank you. our having received Holy Communion here, we recall the words of Christ that there in glory we too shall celebrate whose we are as Christ himself drinks afresh with us this memorial feast. Praise God. Glory be to the Father. Thank you. As Kyung mentioned a moment ago, our closing hymn, our hymn of commitment, number 298, stanzas 3 and 4, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Shall we stand as we conclude our worship?